Hey y'all, it's 7:42 p.m. I'm just heading to my private lesson now. So last week we went to Mount Fuji on Sunday, which was quite the trip. What we planned is drive to Station 5, which is the highest you can drive to. Then hike up to 7, Kumi agreed to. And we checked the GPS. We went to the Yamanashi side, which is the nicest Station 5. There's a couple Station 5s. But GPS said an hour and 57 minutes to drive there. So we started driving there and hit so much traffic. Took us 4.5 hours to get up there. And thing is, when we left, it was so sunny, you could see Mount Fuji clearly, meaning you could see down from there. So clear, by the time we got up there, so foggy, you couldn't see anything. It was so foggy throughout Station 5 that no one was climbing. So we ended up not climbing, we just went and looked at the shops and prayed at the shrines. And I bought a walking stick just because I wanted the souvenir. And we drove back down. So I'm going to have to go again, but probably next year now. Climbing season is over. If not, it's pretty close to be. Then Monday we went to Kamakura, which is where they have the big Buddha, which was a lot of fun. Train ride, I can't remember how long, maybe 2 hour train ride to get there. But we went seeing the big Buddha and about three to five different temples or shrines we went to. It was quite a nice day. We went for lunch at Kuaaina Hawaiian sandwich shop, which is actually, it's more of a burger shop than a sandwich shop. But awesome burgers, a little expensive, but the best I've tasted in Japan, real barbecue burgers. Then, we spent the day there, walked along the beach there. It was quite nice. So, but we ended up spending too much money, so we did plan on going to the Shizuoka Hobby Fair, but since we spent too much money, we ended up not going. But on the next month, can't remember what day, but one day we have off. We're planning to go back to Kamakura and visit the other side of Kamakura, because more temples and shrines there. Plus we can go for the Hawaiian burger shop again. But it was a nice, busy but nice 2 days. Oh, car behind me. In case you couldn't tell by the sound, it is pouring rain now. But luckily, I did bring an umbrella today. Yeah, other than that, not much. I watched the movie Inception, which kind of confusing. Whatchamacallit? Shutter Island. His last movie was same style, very confusing, but I figured out what was going on halfway through, but inception, I'm finished, and I still don't really 100% understand what was going on. But it was okay movie. Speaking of Shutter Island, the funny thing is most North American movies, they have the regular English speaking, but they do Japanese subtitles. But with Shutter Island, too many people could not understand with the subtitles for whatever reason. So that movie, they actually released in theaters mostly with only dubbing, which would suck for foreigners living here wanting to see it, because almost all theaters did only dubbing. Which, usually animation here, Disney movies and stuff, are dubbing. Japanese dubbing, no subtitles. So if I want to see an animation here in English, I can't. And truly, Japanese movies, I prefer watching in Japanese, but when it comes to North American movies, I can't watch it if it's not in English. Just something doesn't feel right. I'm outside my dentist's place, but my private lesson, but I've got 10 minutes. So yeah, almost choked on my gum there. I can't remember what I was saying now. So I'm going to end this now, and I might do another one on Thursday, if not next Monday. Thanks for listening. Booyah.